Blog Talk Radio.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Tonight, Lord, we lift our eyes to Jesus.
freedom, Lord. Every burden with tonight, every struggle with tonight, there is freedom. There is freedom. Nobody's looking at you tonight. Nobody's looking at you tonight. The eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro throughout the earth, seeking a heart that's completely His. Jesus, you reign in this place. The showers of mercy and grace. Sing it. Falling on every face, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God for all the things He has done for us today.
He woke us up early this morning.
He woke us up early this morning and started us on our way. I really believe it was God that touched us this morning and gave us another day. It wasn't even on yesterday. I know some of us try our best, but it wasn't even good enough because God was in the midst showing us it was Him who made this day out of reality. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? I was thinking about some few things, and I want to make sure that I touch again about the baby before we go too far anything today, but I want to make sure my baby's prayed up. You know, I still thinking about the last little shooting, you know, last week, you know, in front of a school, you know. I think about a couple of months ago how a man went in there and a little child went in there and went to killing everybody in there, and the police didn't want to go in. I'm just thinking about all around the world that people could take violence like it's it don't have no You don't be sensitive to it no more. You know, just another day somebody died. But it's not how God designed. He didn't design for us to come and kill each other like we know it. Even the baby's thinking this right now. Fathers against sons, you know. Mothers against daughters, you know. And I'm telling you, if we live in a time that if we don't repent, if we don't get back to where our first love is, some of us going to be caught up. We're going to be caught up in some things that we wish we can give back. But I'm telling you, you have an opportunity right now, my brothers and sisters, to get closer to the Lord. Get close to the Lord.
Today. Yes.
You don't know what the hour of time it might be. Man, we could be in another thing. Somebody said, we've been saying this for years. I've been here for years. But some of us leaving right now. Some of us leaving outside this old ground. And one thing I wanted to make sure I touch about that, because we all going to be asleep one day. Yeah, one day we're going to get that rest. You know, one day we're going to get that rest. If we don't get it before He come, trust me, sister and brother, it's going to happen. No man can skip death. No man can skip that transition from dying, you know. I don't care how good you are. I know there's some pretty good people out there. But they when they know the law, they know it ain't about their goodness. It's about His mercy, and it's about His grace that they give us. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for how He's moving. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of safe preaching out there. So people trying to get people back in the church, which we should. People trying to get people back in paying tithes, which they should. People trying to get membership, which they should, because the Bible said, forsake not the saints. He said, because the reason why, because he said, many ones already have fallen away, Doc. He said, some of them doing their own thing. I remember the time when the pandemic, you could be on the phone all day talking about God. You know, you wouldn't have to worry about it, you know, because that's all we had to do. Now, look what happened. He gave us back, but we saw freedom again. That was locked up for some of the people. Ain't never been incarcerated before. It was locked up for them, you know. They felt claustrophobia, you know. And it felt like they was hand tied, you know. Talking about they couldn't do nothing. But I'm gonna tell you something. Now he done gave it to himself again. And now the church. Look at the church, Reverend. The church is not even full anymore. There's a man had 10,000 members, Reverend. 10,000 members. And he's looking in the church now. He said he only have a good 1,500 people. People have got complacent. People have got comfortable, man. And when you get comfortable, if you don't watch it, you'll find it'll turn to the norm. So we want to talk a little bit about don't get comfortable. Don't get too comfortable and stop serving the Lord. Don't let nobody have you all twisted all up like you're supposed to be perfect or nothing. I can't speak for everybody. I'm just going to speak for me. I'll never teach and preach that you can live perfect. The only way you're going to live perfect, you won't be inside this body. You know what I'm talking about? Because as soon as you perfect, you think you are, I believe you're going to be looking in the eyes of God. I believe when you get to that point that you feel like you ain't, I mean, there's no more on this side that you can't do wrong in, you're going to be looking in the eyes of God. Because no man can walk this earth and not make a mistake. Because the Bible says all have sinned. Romans over there 3:10. I keep that in my heart because I don't want to be self-righteous. I don't want to be looking when I'm teaching and preaching that I'm better than somebody because I know I got to get on my knees. I know I got to pray to God for some strength because I really believe that if when you get high-minded, soon and very soon he's going to expose your sin. And then you're going to see that what you are, you've been trying to cover up, he'll expose it, man. So I ask you now, I'm not saying people practicing sin. I'm not saying people going out there doing wrong. I'm saying be aware, man. Don't get complacent because the world have got complacent. They have really, really stopped serving God. What you think about it, Real?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Humble is the way. Humble is the way, man. No matter how much he lift you and take you to different spiritual levels, it's a necessity that we remain humble because it is because of him that we stand. It is because of him that we stand in him. Oh, hallelujah. And never forget how we once needed a deliverance and still need him. But, oh, hallelujah. But if he will leave us to ourselves, surely we'll see just how where we can walk without him. And that's why we urge you to continually lean and depend on God, not upon yourself, but upon God. And that's why our hearts are this way, because we yearn to do his will. We long for righteousness because of what he has done to the heart. And that's why we pray to, we want to keep our hearts that way. That's when we start leaning to our own understanding, we get pulled away. We get lifted in pride. And then before you know it, pride, it goes before destruction. And that's in the book. So stay humble is our prayer. And let God lift you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we always try to encourage one another in this Christian journey, man. You know, we don't never want to be so emotional to you that you don't understand there is a separation that's going to happen one day. It's going to happen. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen real. And when that separation comes, it won't be nobody on this phone doing the separation. It won't be nobody that you really look up to. The renowned speakers that you see won't be the one doing it. It's going to be his son. He's going to judge the right and the wrong, you know, and we want you to know I believe everybody on here on one accord believe that we all don't want to see nobody to go the other route, and we call that hell. We want you to know that you have something to do, you know, and that's repent. If you're out the ark of God, repent. You in there and you made a mistake, repent. Repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to look at this. I want to look at this, and it's just two scriptures. I ain't gonna hold you long, and it's old Daniel, you know. But Daniel was saying something. I want to get this out of there because it was something about the great tribulation and the resurrection. I wanted to deal with that, but it was some key things he said in it. And it's chapter 12, 1 and 2, right? I just want to expound on it a little bit more because it was something I seen in that because I believe we live in our last days. I just really believe we live in our last days. You might not believe it because you're doing pretty good now. You know, you can get up and they grade the coffee up. You can buy an extra cup. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't no being no strange. I passed by yesterday and looked at the gas station rep. And I saw the prices were $3.23. I passed by this while ago this morning. Now it's $3.51. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like they're just playing games with it. You know what I'm talking about? You go get a case of a carton of eggs. Whoever thought someone pay a carton of eggs, $8. You know what I'm talking about? Whoever would have thought of that? You know what I'm talking about? Whoever would have thought of that? That's just the only sound right in your mind. You know what I'm talking about? Inflation mm-hmm. is everywhere, you know what I'm talking about? Some people really make a life decision at the store and at the gas pump, what they going to do. Man, tell a man walking and say, give me $5 for gas, you know. Them days are unheard of, man. $5 for gas, they don't get you nowhere, man. You know, and I'm telling you, I don't care how good your car is, you know, old gallon and the third, they going to get you there, Reverend. You might get you down the street a couple of blocks and so. You know what I'm talking about? Eventually, you have to pull over again, get some more gas, you know? So I'm telling you, we live in a time that the society is what it is, you know what I'm talking about? But I ask you to trust in God. And I want you to understand, that's no problem, trusting in God. But what we're going to understand later on, Reverend, in the by, this was all worth it. It was all worth it. It was all worth it. People talk about you. It was all worth it. If people analyze your name, they'll look in your face and say they love you and talk about you. That's how the wording got by now. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you, God is taking a recording. He's recording a lot of things. So I'm going to deal with something over here again. Just a few first two verses. I just want to look at something. And that's, if you have anything, Ruff, you got anything?
No, you good. You good. You good, man.
Yeah, okay. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with the most humblest mind that we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you are hurried to have stored upon us, Lord. Knowing it was you, Lord, that woke us up this morning, Lord, not our own self, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for letting us be here for just a little longer, Lord. The terror in your sight, Lord. We believe in what the book said. One day with you is like 1,000 years, Lord. So, Father God, we know you don't look at this day like we look at it in the 24 hours, Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you for the hours that you give on this side, Lord, because we don't take that for granted, Lord. We know, Father God, that whatever you have planned for your church, Lord, whatever you have planned for what you're going to do one day, and we call the great tribulation, Lord, one day when that day comes, Lord, we just want to be ready, Lord. We want to be, if it's something in us, it's not pleasing to you, Lord, and not so we not can get in, Lord. We ask you, Father God, remove it out of us, Lord, that we always lift up your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the blood, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, how he came down through 42 generations, Father God, so we can have this opportunity to be in your presence, Lord. To wake up Monday through Friday, some Monday through Sunday, calling on your name, Lord, whether it is a right to divide the word and truth, whether it's the preaching the word, or whether someone just ministering to us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the days of your word, Lord, how it manifests in our life, Lord. Let it not just be that we just pick it up one day, Lord, that we try to pick it up and live it in our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We are binding any evil spirit to try to come up against us right now, Lord, that we try to come on one accord, move stubbornness of sleepiness. tiredness. Move all the things that distract us not to worship you and thank you for all the things you have there. We said we should be a worshiper, Lord. Lord, some people think worship is only just raising their hand, Lord, but we believe it's a lifestyle, Lord. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to live with thee, Lord. Move it, Lord, so we can always try to keep it in the right perspective, Lord. We thank you, Lord. But, Lord, for the word today, Lord, we ask you, Father God, open our hearts, Lord, to be receptive, Lord. Teach and preach your word, Lord, that it moves, Lord, so man won't be in a state of compromising, Lord. Bring back the church together, Lord. But even though you said in your word there will be a great falling away, Lord, we believe it's falling away right now, Lord. We really believe that man has written and said that they don't have the numbers that they had before. Lord, we know that means the church is more slipping away to the world now. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, let your increase be in that, Lord, if we decrease, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Reverend, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he was doing for us right now. I'm not going to nearby be long. I just want to trust these two scriptures. God had given me to them. I was reading a little bit. And if it be his will, you know, I still say about the babies, mm-hmm. keep them looking. All them, I got all kind of pictures of my grandkids going to school. I got one from the graduate this year, you know. And I just started thinking about how I remember when I crossed that stage, O'Reilly. A couple of years ago, O'Reilly. A couple of years ago, you know. And I just think about it now. He refers grandson for the walk the stage, you know. So I'm just thanking God for what he got in store for him, you know what I'm talking about. And I know you know you're getting ready for yours really soon too, Rail. We want to keep them babies lifted up, man, so they don't they don't get caught up in the system of not believing in God's word, man. And we got to put them in their heart, man. Train them up like the Bible said, the way they should go. If they want to choose to do something different, cause I know we did, Rail. I'm gonna say myself. I know I did. You know what I'm talking about? But somebody put it in my heart, then I find a way back, Reverend. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. But I want to deal with this here. Let me look at this verse here, Daniel 12:1. And at that time, said Michael, stand up, the great prince who stand before the children, look what I said, of thy people. And there should be a time of trouble. Here we go, y'all. Such never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, the people should be delivered. Everyone should be found written in the book. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Every time I read that, man, it's telling me from the bottom of my heart, there are going to be some people. See, because he already down here. The old adversary down here, and he's down here. He's going to and fro, looking and see who he can devour. It says it's going to be, you think trouble is now. You know, I don't know. Reverend, you may can testify with this one. Somebody else might can hit the one button to testify. I'm going to go on record. I think it's probably one that, since my lifetime, it's the worst I've ever seen, man. When I say this, I'm not just saying it, just be saying it. Man, wrong is right now. You can't talk to certain people. If you do, you're going to be saying you don't love. If you come to them in the way of a spiritual thing to them, they'll say, they just don't take all of that. You know what I'm talking about? Brother, we are living in a time and you can't even say God all the time. Help me, Holy Spirit. We live in a time where when you talk about God and y'all pray with me now, you could be talking about God and say, man, how long are they going to be? What? Does it take all of that? You know what I'm talking about? And I start thinking about, man, we could do a lot of things in life, but when it comes to God, it's always, even in church, I'm just saying, because you can sing song, Reverend. You can testify that, mm-hmm. Reverend. You can turn the church up, sing a song, but boy, that preach word get up there, man. Sometimes you think it's like E.F. Hutton. You ain't listening. But some of them, it's hard to get a witness sometimes, boy, when you're living in days like we are now. Because if you're not telling them how to make money, if you're not telling them how to how to live in the glamorous life. If you're not telling them how beautiful heaven is, my brother, it's hard to get a witness. But when you try to tell them we live in a time that it's really, really bad, you say, well, really, it's really not that bad. Yes, it is. People are not worshiping God like they used to. People are not taking time out. And I'm not, I'm not talking about anybody on this phone here, because I know the ones over here really believe in God, because I know a lot of you come here Monday through Friday. So I'm saying that if you're around somebody, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, if you got a time out to tell somebody about God, tell them about the Lord, because we live in a time that what we call the flesh gets all the glory now. If you ain't silly, if you ain't doing some stupid stuff, you ain't nothing, Reverend. You talking about God love you, and look at you crazy. You know, we live in a time, they don't want to hear that. They want you to tell them how to get rich. They want you to tell them how they can slick somebody out some money. They want to tell you how you can get on some girl's dress or some man's pocket, you know. We live in that kind of time, Reverend. And I'm going to tell you something. He's lurking around. He's moving around. He don't care about how much you and I can maybe recite some of these words, Reverend. He don't care what all we can do every day, Monday. He's waiting on the day so he can put his finger in our face and say, I told you so. But we're going to be the one. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Prophetly, that's two books, we said, Reverend. Two books that's going to be open. And these two books, you're prophetly that you're in the right one, Reverend. You and I prophetly that when we look at this book, we believe we're in the book of what, Reverend? Book of life. The one that Jesus, when he opened up and he judged the saints out of, when he take his hand and he look across the book, he don't remember no more, Reverend. The ones I'm seeing that you repented for, that he don't remember any more. You think I'm in the book, right? Because I know for a fact that there are some people will hold you to your sin. They don't mean like that, brother, and don't mean like that. It was one guy said, I just can't believe you still in it like that. You know what I'm talking about? I can't believe you still. I thought you'd been asleep by now. You know what I'm talking about? I'm glad about it. You know why? Because they know me. They know it's got to be God. Help me, Holy Spirit. They got to know it's got to be God. It ain't none of me. So I'm telling you, there's a book that's going to be open, and he's going to judge out of them. And then when he judged out this book, my brothers and sisters, you and I won't be able to miss it, because what he's trying to give us right now is the way that we can get in. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when we can get in, we have to worry about getting out of that book. How do you get out of that book? When you cause yourself to walk away from God. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you walk away from the God and not serving him. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistake. I'm telling you that you can't denounce God. If you denounce God, you have no activity. You have no access to this, what? The book of life. But there is another book. And he's going to judge out the works of it, the works you do. These are the things you haven't repented for. If you repent for them, you will not be able to, you have to worry about that. Well, he said, what you saying there, Brother Eric? Is it somewhere in the scripture? It's saying what you saying? Well, let's read something right here, Reverend. Let's go all the way back and end the book. Can we go to the end of the book?
Yes, sir. Yes,
let's go to Revelation right quick. Let's just ease over there for a minute. We're not going to hold you long. I promise I ain't. Let's go to Revelation right quick. And then let's see what the Spirit's saying to us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look at verse 16:22. I'm at the end of the book. So if you know what I'm saying, you'll be saying, well, he got to be in Revelation. So Revelation, let's go to the end of the book. That's the end of the book is 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto, what do you say? You, these things in the church. In the church, Reverend. I am the root of the offspring of David, in the bright and morning star, in the spirit, look what it said, in the bright said, look what it said, the bride said, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that thirsts say, come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Whosoever will, let him take the water of what? Living free. Oh,
Holy Spirit.
For I testify unto every man to hear the word of this prophecy of this book. If any man should add, watch this, Reverend, of these things, and look what he said. I like this part. And God should add unto him a plague that are written mm-hmm. in this book. If any man yeah. should take away from this word of this book of prophecy, God should take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy mm-hmm. city, help me, Holy Spirit, from these things which are written in this book. I'm telling you right now, there are some things we're dealing with right now. People are changing the word of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. They are changing the word of God to fit their intellect. They are changing the word of God to fit their knowledge. Let me tell you something. It's been penned once. Prayerfully, you have a hard copy. I know you got phones. I use them sometimes too. But prayerfully, you got a hard copy that you read from.
Nah.
Prayerfully, you don't look at them apps. Them apps are changed on you. You look at that phone and you go somewhere else, and just like another app, it'll change something. But I'm going to tell you something. The hard copy, if you prayerfully, if you got one, especially the old one, it never changed. Man might change, but God won't change. I love how God has what he has for store for us. Because we live in a time that people will take on unsound doctrine now, brother. They could take on things to tickle their ears and tickle their fancy. We live in a time where people want to name it and claim it, but no one want to love one another. We live in a time where forgiveness not good anymore. I forgive you for a distance. We got all kind of slick saying. I forgive you, but I won't forget. You know what I'm talking about? Brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. when you've been forgiven and forgave somebody, you're supposed to do it just like God did. He don't remember it anymore. Because if you do, it's set up malice. It calls you when you see that individual, what you do, Reverend. It calls you want to say something to him or say something to her mm-hmm. because you have never forgave them. Help me, Holy Spirit. So if you mm-hmm. want God to forgive you, you got to forgive others too as well. Now, watch right. this here. Now, I know he'll put it in your heart. Now, I know people have hurt us. I've been hurt a lot, many times. Well, watch this, Reverend. I've hurt people too. Reverend, have you ever hurt somebody mm-hmm. before?
Yes, sir.
You ever, you know, and you feel like, man, I need to go make this right. You know what I'm talking about? You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I need to go make this right. And we live in a time you can do it right now. You can go to someone and say, man, I'm sorry, man. Even though that person might not even have a receptive spirit, you did your part, Reverend. You did your part,
yes,
God's plan. You did your part. You don't have to make nobody accept it. You just give it to them. Because some people take a little time to process some of that thing. Sometimes some people take a little time to take on that healing that you would open up a wound. Now, watch this here. How can you tell somebody's wounded, Reverend? I'm going somewhere. How can you tell somebody's wounded? How can you tell somebody's wounded? All you got to do is go by there, and they'll look at you. All you got to go by there and say the wrong thing, and that wound is still open. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But why, when they got a scab on it, you know what I'm talking about. Near Sport didn't put this one on, Reverend. When they got a scab mm-hmm. there, and the wound is covered up a little bit, you know what I'm talking about, that you let you know you've been through some battles some kind of way, Reverend, because you didn't mm-hmm. slip and fall, but now the scab didn't game on your flesh, and now it didn't heal a little bit. But let me tell you something. Have you ever had a scab on your Reverend and you pulled on it and it tugged a little bit, start bleeding again? Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that thing ain't, you thought it would really heal, but that scab just holding there for a minute because that's how God got it. He got a plan that any open wound, God can cover it. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things
right.
in our life that when we get our heart open up to some pain, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you, Jesus is not a scab, right? But what he is, he can cover all pain. He can cover everything mm-hmm. that you imagine can hurt you. Help me, Holy Spirit. I love God so much that I know that if I don't lean to him, I'm going to mess up, Reverend. I'm going, where you at now, Reverend, over here, Eric? Where I'm at right now, the book that you want to be in is the book of life. But what he's talking about here now, the people are not living right, going to be in a book, they're going to be judged out. If you don't repent, you're going to be judged out of that book, and you don't want to be judged out of that book. You want to be judged out of the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. With God don't remember them sins anymore. Why would you worry about it? He already forgave you about it. Leave it alone. Stop walking in the old and walk into the new. Now I'm almost through. Watch what he said, because I want to make sure I get this right, because I got a few verses, and that's going to be it for me. And at this time, said Micah, stand up with a great prince who stand from the children of the people, and there should be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. At that time, the people should be delivered, everyone that should be found written in the book. And the many of those who sleep, or watch this, in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some everlasting life, and some shall what? Some to shame, to everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall what? Shine like a brightness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of the firmament. And look what it says. And they that turn many to righteousness. Here we go, Doc. Some that turn now. It's going to be some. That's why I said that's a reward for a lot of us, right? Hey, you know, get the right reward, Reverend. And he said, turn many to righteousness as the star forever. I wanted to kind of expand on that. I'm going to take my little seat, take my little red wagon, because I want you to understand we're living in a time that people don't believe. There were people sitting in that ground, laying down in that ground, Reverend, that remains of laying in the ground would go back to the dirt, right? Because that's where they come from, Reverend. But the spirit is asleep. The spirit is asleep. I know we tell them people sometimes we've been guilty about telling them they in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? I know we've been told them that. We've told them a lot of kind of good stories like that. But no one there yet. No one that has died has went there yet. He said they sleep. Those who sleep, when God comes back, the Bible in Thessalonians tells us it will meet Christ in the air. The dead in Christ will be there. Then the ones are remaining will meet them in the air. I really believe what the book said. They are asleep. They are at rest. Have you ever seen somebody transition on? I mean, when y'all want to call it death, you know what I'm talking about? How they transition, how you see, when you see them, you think the monk did a great job, Reverend. You think they did a really good job, Reverend. But when you see them in the casket and they put the makeup on and they trim them all up, make them casket clean, we say, it looks like some of them is rest. I had a friend, man, and they dressed him up. Man, like he was up there just sleeping, man. Just like he was just asleep, man. He had dialysis, right? He had kidney failure, man. He had a heart attack, you know. He had stroke after stroke, man. And God allowed that spirit to get out that body, man. Help me, Holy Spirit. And allow him to be in a resting stage. It's resting stage, Reverend. When we look at it now, I've been taught now, I don't look at death and the transition anymore like I used to at first, because I remember a time that I would pray hard for my mother. I pray hard for my father. I pray hard for my loved ones. And God allowed the transition to be with him. But then I learned why. Because he had to pull them out the body, Reverend. Because if he have healed them and let them stay in there a little longer, but what he does, for them to get the really healing, Reverend, the ultimate healing is they have to leave that body. Help me, Holy Spirit. So they can be at rest. So they can be at peace. So what I'm saying to you, so when even this angel, even the angel might come by you tonight and tell you it's your turn. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even if you try your best to resist, I know you've seen movies and people say they talk to someone and say, baby, come on. They see me in the light and my brother had a beautiful testimony by my mother towards him. She said she told him he has to get right. If he don't get right, he won't get to see her. And he saw, and then, and as he reached for it, it was a big old light hit him, and he bagged up, Reverend. You heard the testimony, Reverend. He bagged up. Yes, but sir. I want to tell you, God will visit you like that, even in your worst stage, so he can get your attention. Now, watch this. That might not have been mother. That might have been who? God working through mother. Oh, I know him right about it. And sending all our loved ones are asleep. They're resting right now. They're in way better shape than we are. Sometimes you wake up, sometimes you if you've been working for a little while, sometimes you say, man, I'm tired today, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? I'm tired today, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I might take off today. You know, that's how we talk. Or I might just sit and rest a little bit. But one of these old mornings, one of these good old mornings, one of these good evenings, one of these late in the night mornings, he might just say, this is it's time, Brother Eric. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you can pray hard. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You can pray real, real hard. And then that won't stop God. When God has this expiration day for you and I, no one know it. But when it happened, somebody said, we often hear, oh, you were so young. Oh, you live a long life. You know, we have all these sayings, but no one really understands God more. God said, one day, Reverend, one day is 1,000 years to me. It's going to come a time in that resurrection that when he comes, he's going to raise us up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you understand when we say the resurrection, we really believe that in that resurrection, the dead will rise up, Reverend. And when they rise up, it's going to be like a miraculous healing. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the healing is what we want. We want to be healed from this infirmity that we're in right now. There's some things that we're doing in this body and doing to ourselves, we don't even know it. We're decaying ourselves every day. We're drinking too much of this, not enough that. We're not taking this, we should be taking that. Brothers and sisters, we are deteriorating. I don't care how good you think you really are. You are healthy enough to die right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. You are healthy enough to die right now. There's some good people is already gone. They're already in transition into that sleep. So don't, when you look at someone and you have to maybe tell somebody about somebody, you can tell a Christian, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. You can tell somebody that know God that it's going to be all right. You can tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? But then you can also tell them, I'm praying with you. You know, and somewhere down the line, they'll hear you. You know what I'm talking about? But when you find somebody don't know the Lord, when you find somebody that really don't know the Lord and they see someone pass on, or we call them death, or didn't get a relationship with the Lord, it's hard for them to understand what we're talking about right now. It's hard for them to understand that it's somewhere, the time's going to get really, really bad, Reverend. And I really believe we're getting there right now. I believe Matthew 24. I believe in Revelation 13. I believe we are living in our last days. I'm just going to crazy enough to believe it. We might get to see him. We might be that generation to see him come back.
Mm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We might be that generation to see. We might be at this. We might be over there. We might be under here. We might be crossed this way. When he comes, it's going to be just like when we are. People going to be just like the day of Noah. Help me, Holy Spirit. They ain't going to believe, Reverend. Can you imagine that man up there preaching 125 years building that ark? Can you imagine him putting nails and wood around this big old, there was a big old ship he had, and wasn't no rain coming.
Mm-hmm.
He was drunk. You know, they know how you talk about you. Drunk, you know what I'm talking about? You might like drunk a lick, drink a lick, right? But they find something falling and talk about you. Look, man, you can't be
right.
Man, now, how you going to believe? He's crazy. There's something wrong with him. And one day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. One day, he's going to come and catch us without our property, that he catch us in the right way. And I'm going to tell you something, how you can get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm gonna give you a secret right now. I'm going to let you in on the secret, how you can get in. You know how you can get in, Reverend? If you just go and believe that the Bible said, now, not Eric, if you just take your little tongue and you confess that God has raised him from the dead. Watch this, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, you believe in this now. Now let me do this a little ad-lib. You believe in your heart now and confess out your mouth. Brother, sister, you are saved. I read also in Ephesians, it's not what you do that's going to get you in there, Reverend. It's not. So I'm going to give you again. that whoever try to hold you to something that they can't do, the Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith. Hold it now.
Mm-hmm.
By grace are you saved through faith. It's not yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, this is what I love about the scripture. So the scripture says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, what I'm saying, once you get the Lord on your side, once you start walking with the Lord and you start meditating and fellowship with the Lord, my brothers and sisters, the walk going to get a little easier. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's not going to cause you not to have some hardship. It's not going to cause you to slip and fall. Well, it's going to cause you to do more praying. It's going to cause you to get a little closer to him. You know what I'm talking about? See, anybody can serve the Lord when it's good, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can call on the Lord when it's good, Reverend. But can you call on him when everything is on your back? Well, you can't feel nothing but never just wait, you know what I'm talking about? Can you tell the Lord, I trust in you, you know what I'm talking about? He's going to put us in some situation that it's going to be tested, Reverend. And then we're in a time right now, I don't care what you're looking in life, you are being tested. If you haven't been tested with the Lord, I want to tell you right now, you're walking real close to that adversary. Because if you're walking with the Lord, you're going to go through some trial, sometimes be overbearing. I don't care how you look at it. It'll be so overbearing that you'll say, man, I've done this and I've done that. And like, they ain't never told me it's going to be this hard. Yes, we did. We tell you all the time that if you walk this earth with the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you're going to have some days that you watch this, Reverend. Y'all don't do it, though, now. You're going to have a day you want to put that cross down. Don't do it, though, now. You have a day that you're going to look and say, man, I did better on the other side. I didn't have this much hardship, you know. But let me tell you something. It's going to be well worth it. It's going to be well worth it. Well worth it. Believe in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And I want to tell you this here, and repent and ask God for love. A lot of messages that I try to, myself, I can't, you know, I believe that we have to come a little closer to the light, you know what I'm talking about, and let God speak to you, let you know that we're living in a time that you can't be so careless. We're living in a time that the book said it's going to be worse than it ever been, you know what I'm talking about. I believe if someone been on this earth for a little while, I know it is worse than it ever been. What did I say about it? Is that right? Okay, I'm going to say, yeah, it's right. Yeah, you're right. It's worse than it ever been. That's all I have, Reverend. That's all I got. I don't have too much more. That's it. And God bless you and keep you in my prayer. Amen.
Is our prayer. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Amen. What did you go more? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But that beautiful word that Daniel and that Revelation certainly make you do some soul searching. Make you do some soul searching. And that's what we, hallelujah. If God can keep us, keep us judging ourselves, the book said we won't be judged. If we start the judgment on ourselves now, we can, we can, that's the best thing we can do. critique ourselves. And when we critique ourselves, we can have mercy on others. And when we go to help someone else, we can do it with love and mercy. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this. Thank God for this word this morning. Thank God for speaking to us. And I always say, continue to say, we thank God for being in attendance. Oh, hallelujah. When you know God in attendance, when it seems like he opens you up and you just start reading. He start reading the contents of your heart. You start hearing this thing unfold. And we thank God. We're at the point of our service where we can join in. You can push the one button, Tell God thank you. Ask for prayer. Or say what you got out of the lesson. Or if you want to add to the lesson. Hallelujah. We here. Thank you. Hey, Martha. Silent helper. Silent helper. She sends in a golden nuggets, as we call them. It says, silent helper. God keeps giving us reasons to praise him. Oh, you write about it. And when I consider all the wonderful things that God does, suddenly on my behalf each day, I see that my list of praise is much longer than my list of petitions. Oh, hallelujah. You just start to thank him. What he already done, you setting yourself up for what he will do for you. Praise the Lord. Silent helper. That's it. Also, with that, today's read, Isaiah 25:1-9. It says, I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you have to remind yourself that God has already blessed. We're just going through, but he has already blessed, bringing light into darkness, bringing light into darkness. Shine the light, she said. She said, Father in heaven, thank you for the light of Jesus that came into the world and for the light he has brought into my life. Help me to remain grateful and to be your light in the dark world around me. Praise the Lord. He spoke on me. This darkness is all around us now, but we be that light. It'll make it lighten up. If we be that light, oh, hallelujah, let your light so shine that we can see. Hallelujah. If we start to lighten up these dark places and we see the Lord in each other and we see our pathway when the light has shined, shine the light. Shine, shine. I'm going to let it shine. Also, she sends in, not fear, but faith. Not fear, but faith. Says fear can paralyze, but faith propels us to follow God. Yeah, if you don't watch it, fear will hold you. Hold you from succeeding and proceeding. But faith will prepare you. Faith will push you forward. Patience. Faith will help you see through that very substance. That very substance is a substance of being hoped for. You're hoping, hallelujah. But that situation, that's the evidence around you. It don't look good, but in your faith, in your hope, you are pushed through that. You're prepared and you're moving forward regardless of how it look or who thinks you can make it. But if you know, that you know that God will see you through that state. Hallelujah. The evidence of things. It's the substance of you hoping for the evidence of things not seen. Oh, hallelujah. But with God, hallelujah, I can. For every I can't, God has a I can. Hallelujah. Thank you. Can't make it. God will show you the belief that you can. With him, there is no failure. God bless you. Be thankful for today. Hallelujah. God, keep your ears up for that. Hallelujah. Would there be one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there be not one, we'll thank God for his continual blessing. We ask him to continue to keep us. Oh, hallelujah. Continue on his love. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I see you. I see you, Brother D. God bless you. You're open, bro.
Amen, amen, amen. First, give it to God, who is true to head of my life. Yep, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I got all this background noise. There goes so much noise. I was having a hard time trying to get in this dark, get doors open, and get to the phone to hit the one, but at the same time, the days that I don't, just know that your brother is here two ways. I'm either here in spirit or here in person. In person, but I'm here, and I just want quick comment. I'm gonna get out of the way. I hate disturbing the service. I can't stand disturbing God's service. I heard my brother say something when he was saying about burdens and problems and how we let them weigh on us and forgiveness. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. Ooh, mm-hmm. Excuse me, bro. I'm so sorry for this, Noah. I'm a living witness because Brother Z had an incident that happened with him 8 years ago. Not 8 days, not 8 months, but 8 years ago. And it still weighs heavy on me to this very day. And the reason I say that, because first of all, this incident should have never taken place. Second of all, now that it has taken place, you being who you are, you knowing what you know. And I used to hear Rev. Mary say that a lot. He said, we know too much. You knowing that the Lord wants certain things out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about what another person say. It's up to you to say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And when a person accept the good, if they don't, you have done your part in the eyesight of God.
That's
when
right.
You apologize and mean it, not just in words, but when you mean it, when your apology affect you, then you know you meant that. And when you do that, you done your part. I tried to apologize to a young man, and the young man sent me another nasty message. It still affects eight years later. But I have to accept the fact, as long as I know I did what the Lord said for me to do.
Yeah.
So I'm a living witness. Of what I was listening to him, and I said, ooh, how well do I know what you're saying, my brother?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying. But I ask that you all just keep Brother D in your prayers. Pray for me as I pray for you. Like I said, if I can't hit the one button, just know I'm here. You know, this is a real busy season for me right now. So it keeps a lot of noise. I'm around more noise now than I do in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of time I won't hit the one because I don't want to disturb God's word. But I can definitely listen. So just know that I'm here. Love you. Love you. And ain't nothing you can
God
do
bless
about
you.
It. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Forgiveness is a necessity. You know, if you're going to walk this walk, if you're going to be in God, there must be forgiveness, because what in Matthew 6, if we don't forgive men of their trespasses, that your Heavenly Father will, if you forgive, he will. Your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not, in around about that 6 and 15, but he said, but if you forgive mm-hmm. not men their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses.
Amen.
So it's good that we forgive. See, forgiveness will release. Forgiveness release. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You not only release yourself, but you release God's blessings upon you when you forgive. You release God's comfort. Then now the adversary will get mad at forgiveness, because he's steady standing before the Heavenly Father trying to accuse us. Hallelujah. But God wants to forgive. That's why he wants us to forgive, so he can forgive. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we release blessings upon us when we forgive, and when we forgive, we handcuff the devil.
Amen.
When we forgive, we send him in a rampage. When we forgive, but when we don't forgive, then we open ourselves up for him to use us when we don't forgive. Oh, hallelujah! But when we forgive, we handcuff to him, and we release God's blessings upon us. So be encouraged. Yes, sir. Be encouraged. We're in good company. And if you have trouble, if you're wrestling with that thing, just know, whatever happens to us, whatever we go through, Jesus has went through so much more. So much more. And he forgave us in the midst of, oh, hallelujah, in the midst of him being persecuted, lied on, beaten. And at the end of that, when they beat him and they put nails in his hands and feet and they hung him up, oh, hallelujah, he said, forgive him. We didn't even have a chance to ask for forgiveness. But before he did, he said, forgive them.
Forgive.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank him for his forgiveness and blessing us to be able to forgive. See, for when we forgive, that's a heavenly, divine thing. See, the human part of us want not to forgive, but you know you've been changed when it's just in your heart to do it. You know God has started to work on you when it's just in your heart to do it. That I will forgive. Oh, hallelujah. And let God, hallelujah, have his way. Because I don't want to be on that other side. I don't want to. When God starts to chastise, to punish, and to whoop, and his wrath, boy, God can whoop you in a way you'll be like, man, when is he going to lift this off? You know, a lot of times we give too much credit to the devil. Sometimes the Lord will pull out his trap.
Yes, he will.
He can allow trials and tribulation. He said, know ye that I am God. You know. and over at Genesis, he said, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy. So, yeah. God can harden the heart or soften the heart. But see, the thing about it, we got to be careful because we don't know what he will start doing to make that heart that is so hard to make it soft. He can touch you. Oh, hallelujah. He can touch you. He can touch the land. Oh, hallelujah. He'll make you call upon him.
He'll
make you call upon him. So why he giving us time and faith? Let us show the same love he showed to us. Let us show it to someone else. Hallelujah. And it allow his mercy to cover us. In Jesus' name, we thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're going to play a song that's going to help us out. Oh, hallelujah. That can settle all accounts. Hallelujah. After we go to God in prayer, we're going to play a song that's going to help you, give you peace. No other peace like in the name of Jesus. That's the sweetest name I know. And if you have problems, just ask him in the name of Jesus. And it's okay. I'll give you peace when the storm of raging. He said, I am the Lord. And you start forgiving, you start opening your heart up to letting God have his way. Praise God. We thank him.
Thank you.
And we love him. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for you looked upon us last night. It was as we lay down in the image of a dead man. But, Father, you looked upon us, and you bid our golden moment to roll on a little while longer, Father God. If you dispatched the angel and touched us as we lie in this image of death, Father, but you gave us life once again, we said thank you, Father God, not because of our goodness, but because of your greatness, because of your mercy, hallelujah, because of your love, hallelujah. We're able to love because of you. We're able to forgive because of you, Father God. We're able to have mercy because of you, Father God, and what you've done in our lives and for us, Father God, to us. The reason we stand is because of you, because you have risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are risen. Hallelujah. Even rising up in our hearts right now. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your abundance of grace that you've given us, Father God. We tell you, we love you, Father. Keep blessing us. Keep us near you. Oh, Father God, rest, rule, and abide within our hearts, Father.
Yes.
Even protect us from the fiery darts of the adversary that would try to come in and disrupt and disturb. But we ask and we claim victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. But we know there's victory in you. We know we serve a risen Savior that's in the world today. Hallelujah. We understand and we realize that you're in attendance with us. Because you walk with us. We realize we're in attendance because you keep us, Father. We realize that we're in attendance with you, Father God, because there's peace. Hallelujah. There's peace. Hallelujah. In the home, there's peace in the heart. There's peace all around about us. Hallelujah. Light shines, Father God, because of you and what you've done for us, Father. So we say you thank you. The hearts are overjoyed, overflowing, Father God, because of your love, because you've shown love on us, because you smiled upon us, Father. We say thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We realize it is in you that we live, that we move, that we have our being. It is because of you, Father God, we are able. Hallelujah. We tell you thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you for the message, the messenger, those that played a part, those that gave testimony, those that just had a listening ear. We tell you thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you and we love you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. Bless us, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's it.
I'll give you peace. Hallelujah.
When the storm is raging, I'll be your
light.
When the road
praise the Lord.
What are you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure. So good. Make me so good. Makes you want to give us another blessing. How about?
Yes, Lord.
Talk. Yes. Let us give our God some praise, a little bit more praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
A little bit of this.
I was listening to you gentlemen. I was listening
Praise
to the songs that you're playing, you know. I was just thinking about how that we people are transitioning, right? And and when they transition, it keeps putting it in my heart, my brother, that people don't understand them. And then you go to some of these funerals, Brother D, they preach and teach it like, you know, man, it's a good thing. Man, I know we do it, man. I'm guilty of this, Brother D. I'm truly guilty of this. Man. I thank God for this, for raising me up to be here. You know, I'm guilty of that. You know what I'm talking about? But I know, man, I know from the bottom of my heart, it's better being with him, though. I do know this. I know this.
Amen.
You see it? You know, but I do know it's better being with him, man. Trust me, I believe that. You know what I'm talking about? And I want people to believe me from my heart. There's nothing wrong with death. Nothing. That's the dancing you hear.
Nothing.
The singing y'all doing and in my name. Jesus, my rock. Man, it's going to be a time that you ain't going to say... He have got in our presence before, Brother D, and take the breath away. You can't even talk, man, when he really comes.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it. I'm guilty, man. I said, man, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. And let me see this day. Man, truly, though, man, I really believe when I get to see him, I'm probably going to say, Lord, if I just only knew. If I only could imagine that song. Man, I probably said, no, why'd you let me just go over here, man? He said, well, I was getting you ready. I want you to talk to brother. I want you to meet Brother D. You know, I want you to meet Brother with it, dog.
Man.
Reverend
Ed,
how about I let you go here a little while?
Yeah.
I'm living in time right now, Brother D, that he can come right today. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm good about that.
Yeah.
I'm good about
Praise
that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I am truly good about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the hour and time you're going to come, but I feel pretty good about my own.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we really don't realize, and some don't realize what you're saying, my brother. You know, I've sent out several songs by the Southern Faith, and I went to see Lord on his deathbed. And when you love a person, it's easy for your emotional tears to flow.
There you go.
And I've told you Lord many times I could call him anytime, day or night. But what you want? And I said, Lord, I'm stuck on something here. And he would, well, this is what it's saying. And you know, we get into the Bible right then. But when I went to see him on his deathbed, he told me, he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got
Come
my business
now.
Fixed. And I never forgotten that, because when you know that you know that you know that your business is fixed right with God, then and only then do you truly understand to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. You understand what he's saying then. When you know your business is fixed on this side, you're not afraid to cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm telling you, man, I'm with you with death. I know we're living that time. Brother Tim?
I can get fooled so fast thinking about my Lord and Savior. My brother said something. He said, death is not a bad. I'm not worried about death. I'm not ready to leave this earth.
All right.
But I know that I know that the day going to come that Brother D is going to lay down on this
side. Yes, sir. A minister told me one day, Brother D, he asked a person, do you have something to live for? You know, that's what he asked him, right? Did you have something to live for? And that brought me a lot of questions in my Christian walk. I want to see my grandkids cross the state.
Yeah.
I want to see them have babies, you know. I want to see a lot of things in life. But, brother, I'm going to tell you this. He told me, we don't want to be selfish. But boy, I'll tell you one thing, but we living in a day that, brother, we can go today, man. Where are you going to be? How you feel about your home going? You know, is it going to be a funeral well, see, in the South, we say, you've been out the South for a while, you and Tim. Y'all been out the South for a while. But in the South, they said, home going. You know what I'm talking about?
When yeah, home going.
They said, it's home going.
State's going home.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
They, when a sinner go home, they call it a funeral. I'm going to a funeral, man.
Yes,
well, he didn't
yeah,
know
right,
the Lord.
Right.
No, I don't know if he didn't know the Lord, but it actually didn't show it. You know, but I'm telling you this, one day, man, one day. I'm glad about that. Man. I just didn't think like this, brother.
We're going to leave here.
Reverend and Brother Dean and Brother Dean. I used to be scared of death, man, until, man, I
we're
got to
leave here one day.
Shit.
Man. I'm gonna leave here one day.
With him.
Don't leave here.
I don't even bother no more. Lord,
man,
you
understand?
Lord, just give my wife strength. Just give my family strength. That's all I ask for. Just give them strength. You know what I'm talking about? Just give them strength. You know.
Reverend, I was gonna say
man.
That I agree with you that death is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it's a wonderful thing, but. So many people out here, when you said, all of us said it, but everybody said a little bits and pieces of it, if you are, if your work is not done down here, then you have a reason
yes,
to
sir.
Be fearful. If you haven't had a relationship
Amen.
With God all the
Amen.
Time,
Amen.
I've done all these wonderful things in your name. I never knew you. Depart from me.
But depart
so when you haven't done the things that you are expected
to do,
then you have a problem with death. When I'm going to give you this
Come
and
on
out
now.
Your way. My mentor was named, his name was Deacon Thomas Wilson. Man, I'm almost getting a lump in my throat right now. That man was a Sunday school superintendent for 54 years. He could read the Bible upside down better. You could read it. He memorized that Bible from front to back. It was a man. My pastor sat up under him to listen to him teach the Word of God. And I learned that he pushed me. That is, hey, excuse me, sir. You didn't see that comma? You pronounce it right. Say it again. Read it again with some feeling this time.
Yeah.
And when I did that,
when he died,
I stood at the front of his casket all that time because I love that man. And when you love him and you know without a shadow of a doubt your loved one has went on to heaven to be with the Lord because
Come
you
on,
know that they saved, you don't have to worry about it. That's when you can rejoice and say, they're going to a home going. I'm going to my brother, my wife, my mother's home going because I know that they served the Lord all their life. So when you realize that, death is not a bad thing. But when you got to fear when you ain't did what God asked you to do. You got to fear when you ain't been saved. You got to be fear when you've never known him, you never read his word. You never knew what he had prepared for you.
Yeah.
So death then becomes a little tragedy to you then. But right
Come
now,
on,
no,
yes,
I don't worry about it. Like you said, I know right out of the shadow of my doubt, my mama, 88 years old. Well, you at church yesterday? Yeah, Ma, I was downstairs. Did you do this? God has been so good to me. I just thank God I had a heart attack, but look how God spared me to see my grandkid. I love him, and I sing for him. I pray for him. I'm in the prayer group with the other thing. She's 88, and she go down there when they do the food pantry. She's always busy in the church, loving someone. I told my mama one day, I said, Mama, I'm so tired of. She said, son, you don't fight them with your hands and your fists and your feet. She said, you fight them on your knees. Let God handle it. He knows how to deal with it better than you. And she's always telling me something about that. And her friend told me one day, I'm going to get out your way. I told Brother D the story one day. She always smiling, always talking about how good God has been. So the man walked up to her and said, okay, since you're always talking about what's so good about it, and you can find good in every little thing. See that little dog across the street? Yeah, he got hit by a car. What's so good about that? She looked at the dog and she said, wow, he sure had pretty white teeth. And I said, see, you can always find the good. So I just want to tell you, get your job done. Do what God asks you to do. When death comes, you don't even worry about it.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, what are you doing, man? What was he doing? Beautiful, brother. Beautiful.
Yes,
man.
He will.
That's
yes,
beautiful.
He will.
That is beautiful, man. I'm just overwhelmed with love with God because I believe that when we come together like this, God God's pleased, man. He's pleased.
Yes,
when the church can get on one accord.
The two or three assembled in my name.
When you come together, and I have found it one day, Brother Tim and Reverend and Brother Ben and God's plan, I found it one day that it's better. It's really better for two walk together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
one father.
Yes,
another could pick them up. Yes, sir. Don't mess around and have a group of them walking together. You know what I'm talking about? If somebody saw, we there to pray for them and lift them up. That's what the church is about, man. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Man, I thank him for even the things he already have done and we're about to do. Matter of fact, we just going to pray for the ministry later on, you know. It's just kind of tough for me to get on, too, man. But some kind of way God going to make a way. So I tell you, Brother Dean, Brother Tim, and all the sisters and brothers, if you ain't got nothing to do later on, this season around Central Time will be 5, right? Is that right? Central Time will be 5, and Eastern Time will be 6, is that right? I really believe that when I'm saying this here, Reverend, that you can call in and you can get your line in on that number, right? About that time of day now, you know, you might can't get it after about 7 o'clock, but you can get a line on that. And if you got the number, you don't have a number. It's 425-292-4212. 425-292-4212. That's the number I'll be calling on. But I'll tell you guys, if we can uplift the bloodstained gland, I believe what that said, it's going to be worse, man, than we ever can imagine what time's going to get. And I don't know, Brother D, you might have testified, and Brother Tim, y'all been around a little while. Do you think the time is worse than when you was a little younger and now?
Most definitely.
It might have fell out real. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's almost like, man, what I'm seeing, that I heard a man get up and preach. He built a new church to hold 25,000 people. Now, he said he don't even have 1,500 people coming out. You know what I'm talking about? He said that pandemic messed the church up. You know what I'm talking about? The people not coming. You know what I'm talking about? We used to tell them to come to church. Now we tell them to go on social media to look at it. Now people not going. And I'm not saying that the people that fall away. I'm just saying they don't do church like the gathering of the saints. You know, and I believe when we come together like we are right now, we have in church. Trust me, I believe that. But I also believe it's better to be in that atmosphere, boy. Well, it's something about being in that atmosphere, man. When you're in there and the worship is going on, the preaching is going on, the praying is going on, it's something about being in that atmosphere, boy. It's you can't even speak it sometimes, really. You know, somebody just something about it, man. You know, we might get caught up one day in a song one day. You know what I'm talking about? We used to sing that song. It's when we all get to heaven, what a time. What a time is going to be when all God's children get to heaven. You know what I'm saying? We're going. What was it? The wicked can cease from troubling. Trouble won't be.
Yeah, the weary be at rest. Yeah.
We'll be at rest.
Yes, sir. That's
for
it. All the saints of the age. Sit at his feet and be blessed. Yes, sir.
I got to get that song. I got to find that song, put it over to what day. That's all I got, Reverend. I was just wanting to come in, man. I believe God is, man, he does some beautiful things with us, man. I just ask everybody to keep us in prayer, man. Just, we always lift up the bloodstained banner, man. This thing we call ministry, man, that we do it Monday through Friday or sometime Monday through Sunday, man, you know. And I just really believe, I'm telling you right now, if anybody you've heard, every voice you've heard so far, pray for them. You know what I'm talking about? They keep the hands in God's hands. And always have a word of encouragement. And always have a word of love to spread because there's so much hatred out there. You know what I'm talking about? Let it be through one of the guys or even a sister, a Martha, or a Sister Mary. Anybody that is trying to guide God's people back to him. Only God can add to the church. That's what he said when he did it in the beginning of Peter. He only added such as needed. And he don't force nobody to come in. But we just tell you, get somewhere where someone's teaching the word. Someone's preaching the word. Then when you leave, you just don't leave with an itchy ear. Oh, he sounds so good. Oh, they did it, but you can't tell them what they preach or what they talk. You know what I'm talking about? So we want you to be able to take this home and live with it. Hey, man. Remember, that's all I got, Red.
Praise the Lord. All right. Yes, sir. Well, we already prayed and thank God and Spirit moved. And, yes, sir. So we're going to, God just added a little more. So we're going to give you this blessed song and we're going to, Lord, say the same. We'll see you in the morning. Praise the Lord. But we thank Him. Thank you what He has allowed us to experience. Hallelujah. To experience, hallelujah. And never miss your experience with God. Anytime He's on your heart, pray. Hallelujah. Anytime someone's speaking to you about the Lord, listen. Invite Him in. Oh, hallelujah. Well, if you take time out for Him, He'll surely take time out for you.
Take time out for you. Yes, He will.
Yes, He will.
Yes, He will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, and see, the reason why we're trying to express this soul to you, because in this song that God's going to bless us with, we want you to be partakers of this. You know, we've been talking about this. Hallelujah. And how you can, God can bless you to look forward to it, because there is a gift for those that's been trying to do His will. There is a reward for those that's trying to, been, as we say, hold up the blood stained banner. For those that have been striving and been trying, God would help your, hallelujah, your efforts, hallelujah, hallelujah, and even your actions, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we pray, hallelujah, that God keep us, that He keep us and He hold us, hallelujah. He continue to give us strength that we may do His will. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I shall wear a
Yeah, okay.
Say that when it's the same, my home.